Chapter 3. Pregnant. Lizelle whispered the word to herself. It was Sunday evening. She had spent most of the weekend hiding in her bedroom, ignoring the phone calls from Monique. She didn't want to go to Damien's party. She didn't want to leave the house at all. Mom had worked a double shift Saturday and the morning shift today as a waitress at Jackson's Diner. Lizelle's older brother Brian had gone out with his friends, like he usually did. Lizelle was glad to have the house to herself. She needed time to think, but the more she thought, the sicker she felt. It had been 2 days since she had taken the pregnancy test, and it still didn't seem real. What if it was true? "You should tell somebody," Kendra's advice echoed in her head. Lizelle knew the girl was right, but it seemed that as long as she didn't tell anyone, she could pretend everything was normal. The positive test result never happened. Maybe it would all just disappear somehow. But if she said the words to another person, it would be real. Everything she knew would change. The thought made her stomach tremble and her heart race. She couldn't handle it. Instead, she had stayed inside her cluttered bedroom, sleeping as much as possible and staring out the window at the busy street outside. It was still raining. "Lizelle, it's almost dinner time," Mom yelled from the hallway. "You can't just sleep all day. Don't you have homework to do?" Lizelle groaned at the sound of Mom's voice. "I'm not hungry," Lizelle shouted back, covering her face with a pillow. She felt dizzy and anxious. She hadn't eaten much since Friday, just a leftover piece of meatloaf and half a tuna sandwich. Each time she got hungry, she resisted the urge to eat. Her cousin Shayna had complained that she was starving during most of her pregnancy. "If I'm not hungry," Lizelle told herself, "then maybe I'm not pregnant either." "Then you can sit at the table and not eat," Mom replied. "I haven't seen you all weekend. This is my one night off, and I'd like to spend some time together." Lizelle rolled her eyes and dragged herself up from the bed and out into the small living room of their rented house. She felt shaky. A faint headache pulsed behind her tired eyes. Mom was in the kitchen tossing a bowl of lettuce and tomatoes. On top of the stove was a frozen pizza that Mom had warmed up in the oven. Brian was sitting on their battered couch playing a loud video game. The thin cushions sagged beneath his weight. "Girl, what happened to you?" he said with a smirk. The sound of gunfire and rapid flashes of light filled the room. "No offense, but you don't look so good." "Shut up," she grumbled, flashing him an annoyed glare. She was wearing baggy sweatpants and an oversized t-shirt. She glanced at her stomach and resisted the urge to tug at the front of her shirt. "I just don't feel good." "Are you sick?" Mom said, putting a hand on her forehead. "I'm fine," Lizelle complained, brushing her hand away. "I'm just tired." "Well, you've been sleeping since I got home today, and I haven't seen you eat a thing either. Are you sure nothing's wrong?" "I'm fine, Ma," Lizelle insisted, slumping into a chair at their small kitchen table. She didn't like when Mom treated her like a little kid. Ever since Brian got kicked out of Blueford last year, Mom had treated her differently, as if she expected Lizelle to do something wrong, too. Lizelle still remembered the day Brian lost it when he found out his girlfriend, Jocelyn Harris, cheated on him. Monique had come racing to Lizelle's locker with the news. "It was crazy, girl," Monique had explained. "He kept screaming how he trusted her, but she tore his heart out. I swear, he looked like he was going to hit her. And when security tried to grab him, he punched a guard in the face. I think he broke his nose." Brian never talked about it. Afterward, Mom had to transfer him to a disciplinary program at Lincoln High School on the other side of town. She had taken a second job as a bartender to pay for Brian's bus fare and program fees. At first, Lizelle hadn't liked her mother's new schedule, but Lizelle had discovered that there were benefits to Mom's long hours at work. She didn't have as much time to check Lizelle's homework or make sure that Lizelle was home after school. Lizelle had grown used to feeling more independent. She didn't like answering her mother's questions anymore. "Okay," Mom sighed, looking at the bubbly pizza on the stove. "I think it's done." Brian, come sit down and please turn off that video game. Mom rubbed her head wearily. It sounds like a war zone in here. Mom plopped down a thin, soggy piece of pizza in front of Lizelle. Brian, your father called. He won't be able to drive you to school tomorrow morning. Figures, Brian grumbled, his eyes still glued to the TV screen. He pressed hard on the controller and gunned down his opponent. The body collapsed into a pool of blood on the TV screen. Did Dad ask for me? Lizelle said, her face brightening. Mom hesitated for a moment, then smiled gently. It was a quick phone call, Lizelle. We didn't have time to get into much. Mom looked out the small window over the kitchen sink. Raindrops left long streaks against the glass, like watery fingernails trying to claw their way inside. He said he was going to start helping out more since I took that second job, Mom murmured to herself. So much for that. He's just busy, Mom, Lizelle snapped. Why you always gotta be so hard on him? Well, I'm busy too, Lizelle, Mom answered sternly. A little bit of help, that's all I'm asking for. And while we're on the topic, I need you and your brother to start helping out around the house more. This place is filthy. You two are old enough to pick up after yourselves. Lizelle's parents had never been married. Dad lived nearby in a small one-bedroom apartment. Lizelle didn't see him often, but whenever she did, he always brought gifts for her and her brother. Brian never spoke much to Dad. He usually gave Lizelle whatever gift Dad had brought for him, like the iPod she carried to school each day. I don't want nothing from that man, Brian would grumble. But Lizelle loved her dad. He never grilled her about homework the way Mom did, or complained that she was watching too much television. For Christmas, Dad had given her a small red cell phone. Lizelle was thrilled, but Mom had objected, arguing with Dad that Lizelle was too young to have her own phone. Her grades are slipping, and I'm not thrilled with her attitude lately, Eddie, Mom had said sternly. A cell phone is a privilege, and frankly, I don't think she's earned it.
Don't be so hard on her,
Dad had replied, winking at Lizelle.
Of course she deserves it. She's my baby girl.
Mom had reluctantly agreed after Lizelle promised to improve her grades, but she knew Mom didn't like the idea. She's just jealous because Daddy buys me gifts, Lizelle had thought bitterly. I don't know why she's always so hard on him.
How's school going, baby?
Mom asked, sitting down next to her daughter. Lizelle pushed away the slice of pizza and crossed her arms.
Fine, I guess.
Brian, please turn off that video game and come sit down, Mom said, spooning out salad onto Lizelle's plate.
In a sec,
Brian answered. His eyes were glued to the TV screen. I just gotta finish this level.
I'm not hungry. Can I go to my room?
Lizelle complained, standing up from her chair. Her eyes went blurry for a moment, and her body swayed slightly. She put a hand on the table, steadying herself. She was glad Mom didn't notice. Her eyes were glued on Brian. A short, loud burst of gunfire glared from the TV.
Now, Brian, Mom yelled. Lizelle, sit down. We're a family, and we are going to act like it and eat dinner together.
It's not like you made dinner, Lizelle grumbled. It's frozen pizza, Ma. Who cares?
Mom's eyes drifted to the floor, and she sat back in her chair, tossing her paper napkin on the table.
I care, she said.
Yo, Lizelle, what's your problem? Brian called from the couch. Stop jumping on Mom. You know she ain't got time to be making no fancy dinner. Besides, he continued, looking her up and down, it's not like you starving. You starting to look kind of chunky if you ask me.
Lizelle flushed with anger and embarrassment.
Shut up, Brian. All you do is sit in front of the TV when you're here, so don't be yelling at me.
That's enough, Mom said sternly.
I know I haven't been home a lot, but we have bills to pay, and I gotta keep food on the table. You think I want to spend all my time working?
Lizelle glared at Brian. He shrugged his shoulders and turned off the video game.
Now I'm counting on both of you to help me by staying out of trouble when I'm not home and not fighting when I am. You hear me?
Yeah,
Lizelle answered weakly, avoiding Mom's weary eyes. In her mind, the blue plus sign from her pregnancy test flashed like a scene from a nightmare.
It was all too much.
Back in her bedroom, Lizelle curled up into a ball. The room spun around her.
You're hungry, said a voice from deep inside her body. You need to eat something.
No, Lizelle thought angrily.
You gotta tell somebody, the voice continued.
No, Lizelle insisted, clutching her blanket and willing herself back to sleep.
By lunchtime on Monday, Lizelle knew she didn't have much time left. All morning she had felt dizzy. She had trouble staying awake during class, and now, in the noisy cafeteria of Bluford High, she held onto the sides of the table, afraid to stand up. Raindrops dripped down the windows that lined the room. Sneakers squeaked on the wet and muddy tile floor. Monique and several other girls chatted on either side of her, going on excitedly about Damien's party Saturday night.
Girl, I don't know why you didn't come, Monique said, nudging Lizelle.
Across the room, Oscar was sitting with his cousin Jamil and a group of friends. Lizelle thought she saw Jamil look over at her, then nudge Oscar, who smiled reluctantly and turned away. Jamil laughed. Kendra was there as well, sitting with a group of senior girls. Lizelle's head throbbed, and the room began to spin, slowly at first, then faster. The voices around her seemed to get louder, as if everyone was suddenly shouting. She looked in Kendra's direction. Though she wasn't sure why, she almost hoped the girl would see her and come over.
You gotta tell somebody.
Something's wrong with me, Lizelle blurted to no one in particular.
Huh? Said Monique.
Something's wrong.
Yo, girl, you don't look so good, said another girl.
You sick or something?
Yeah, Lizelle said weakly. I mean, no, I don't know.
Lizelle!
She heard Monique exclaim, though her voice sounded far away and fuzzy. Slowly the room began to fill with darkness, as if a heavy gray cloud of smoke was creeping in from all sides. Monique's worried face faded from sight until all Lizelle could feel was the cold, wet floor against her face. Lizelle heard the squeak of Mom's rubber-soled work shoes against the floor of the nurse's office. She opened her eyes and fought back a wave of dizziness.
What happened?
Mom said to the nurse. Her voice was tense and full of concern.
You mean she just fainted? For no reason?
I'm sure there's a reason, Miss Mason, the nurse replied. We just don't know what it is yet. Her friends say she didn't eat much today, but that doesn't cause a healthy 16-year-old to pass out. Fortunately, she was only unconscious for a few seconds, and she was able to walk herself to the office. Still, I'd suggest bringing her to a doctor as soon as possible. Maybe it's nothing, but better to be safe than sorry.
Oh, don't worry, Mom replied. We are going to the doctor right now. I don't know how I'm going to pay for it yet, but I'll think of something. Lizelle's pulse quickened at the word doctor.
I'm fine, she groaned, trying to sit up on the cold vinyl cot. I just fell, that's all.
She imagined what she must have looked like to everyone in the cafeteria. She pictured Oscar's cousin laughing at her, Kendra shaking her head, a doctor examining her stomach.
You need to tell Mom the truth. Now, insisted the voice in her head.
I can't, she thought desperately.
Again, the room seemed to spin.
Easy, sweetheart, the nurse said.
She sat next to Lizelle and gently handed her a paper cup.
Here, drink some more orange juice. You'll feel better.
Lizelle drank the juice in three gulps, surprised by how thirsty she was. Her stomach growled loudly and caused both women to look at her, then at each other.
Sounds like someone's hungry, said the nurse. How have you been feeling lately? Have you been sick?
No, Lizelle blurted, glancing at Mom.
I mean, not really, she added weakly. A little, maybe.
Mrs. Wilkins, would you mind giving me a moment alone with my daughter? Mom asked. Her light brown eyes were fixed on Lizelle.
I'm fine, Mom, Lizelle insisted once the nurse had left.
For real, I don't need to go to no doctor. Just go back to work, okay?
Lizelle, you fainted.
Of course we're going to the doctor. And why haven't you been eating? What on earth is going on, baby?
Ma, please, Lizelle pleaded, unable to hide the panic that was building inside of her, tightening like a rope around her heart.
I'm fine, I swear.
Lizelle knew she sounded desperate, but she couldn't help it.
Mom sat down next to her and stroked the side of Lizelle's face.
Baby, we're going to the doctor, she said firmly. Now, I don't know what's going on, but if there's something you want to say, if you're sick or upset, whatever it is, you need to tell me, understand? I'm your mother. We're in this together.
For a moment, Lizelle felt like a little girl again. She imagined curling up into her mother's lap and closing her eyes. For the past 2 days, she had tried to wish away the truth. Maybe for the past few months, Lizelle realized with a pang of guilt. But the longer she pretended nothing was wrong, the more she tried to starve and sleep the problem away, the sicker she felt.
What else can I do? Lizelle thought, looking into her mother's concerned eyes. I gotta tell somebody.
It's okay, Mom promised. Just tell me.
I think, Lizelle began, but the words got stuck in her throat.
What, baby? What is it?
I think I'm pregnant.